I came home one day. This was a while back. My daughter Sarah, who is now 20, was 12 then. I pulled in the driveway, and I immediately sensed something was awry. Something was amiss. I am a highly trained psychologist, able to discern the subtlest, the most subtle of a woman's nonverbal language. And I hesitate to even say this on air because I know there are a lot of you ladies out there that are going to be dissatisfied with your husbands who do not pick up your communication as sensitively as a guy like I do. However, keep in mind, it's what I do for a living. So, don't hold him up to that kind of standard. I pulled in the driveway. No sooner was I 10 feet up the driveway when I started to notice. I just picked up, you know, the average rank amateur husband wouldn't pick this up, but I did. I picked up that my wife was upset. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was walking down the driveway, holding each of the children, two of the children, by their scruff of their necks, muttering incoherently, "I do not like them, Ray, I am. I do not like them in the house. I do not like them where I am. I do not like them..." And I'm picking up on this, thinking, hey, wait a minute. I pulled up a little further and I said, "Honey, are you upset?" Now again, I just want to reinforce, ladies, don't blast your husbands with this. Say, "Why can't you be more like Dr. Ray? He picks up on these things." No, now come on. I've had years of training. She said, "It's Sarah." And immediately I went, I was just happy to know that it wasn't me. At that time, Sarah walked up and said, "What do you want me to do now, Mom?" She said, "Well, Sari, need you to vacuum the family room. And then when you're done with that, I want you to clean up the kitchen. And then when you're done with that, come and see me because I have more." I said, "Honey, what is that all about?" She said, "I gave Sarah 2 hours worth of labor." Now, labor means you have to do everything you're told without an attitude for a specific amount of time. You're not union. You're not getting paid. This is labor. This is a consequence. You can't act like you're coming off of cocaine, like you're a put-upon victim. No, you have to at least fake it, that you are being cheerful about doing this work. I asked, "What did Sarah do to get 2 hours of labor?" My wife said, she rolled her eyes at me. But I'm thinking to myself, two eyes, so you know, it's an hour per eye. The really talented kids can roll one eye. Now, one might be tempted to say, 2 hours worth of labor for rolling eyes? My children would have years of labor, hard labor, Siberia. To which I would respond, "Well, is that because rolling your eyes is so terrible and awful?" "No. Although I do not like it at all. I do not like it, Ray. I am. I do not like it in my hair. I do not like it anywhere. I do not like it here or there. I do not like it. I don't care if she thinks it's fair." It's because Sarah's mother is so valuable. I truly am amazed, being one who can read nonverbal cues like I can, which I so aptly demonstrated coming up the driveway, truly am amazed at the amount of nonverbal disgust and disdain that parents now permit. I've wrestled with why they do it. Well, one of the big reasons is that our whole culture has shifted in the authority continuum. What was once in the middle of the authority continuum 70 years ago in our culture would now be considered Neanderthal, autocratic, overbearing. And the people who are in the middle of the authority continuum now, 70 years ago, would be considered permissive. We just allow it. Because they're not throwing a brick at us. They're not cussing us out. They're not nasty with their words and tone. Just kind of a sort of rolling eyes disgust. My advice? You could see me right now, I'm rolling my eyes. That is a distinct form of disrespect. That is something that if any other human being on earth were to do this to you, they wouldn't be your friend very long. Try it with your boss. Try it with your pastor. Try it with your best friend. Roll your eyes at them. They say something you don't like. Roll your eyes. Say, yeah, whatever. Oh, right. Like, I'm sure. I'll get a clue. Now, granted, those are verbal with the rolling of the eyes, but just roll the eyes once. See how much they appreciate your authentic self. No, nonverbal disrespect is disrespect. Now, Lizzie, our youngest one, is 11. Would we give her 2 hours worth of labor for rolling her eyes? No. No, we wouldn't. We've become a little slack with our old age and as the parade of children has gone by us. But I tell you what I would do, and Lizzie better know it. She rolls her eyes at us, and she is not driving until she's 13. And furthermore, if she thinks I'm going to buy her a new Corvette, she's got another thing coming. The best she's going to get is a Mustang. That's it. That'll be my limit. I have standards, and I'm ready to hold her accountable.